You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Let your glory fill this house.
Oh Lord,
let your presence fill my heart. Let each vessel offer up to you a sacrifice of praise.
Presence and to hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Please be seated. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. The title of my message is The Causes of Curses. The Causes of Curses. Hallelujah. Tell somebody there is something called the law of cause and effect. There's something called, or there's a statement as the law of cause and effect. There's something there that is called the law of cause and effect. Now, there's an effect that comes into place because of something that has caused it. Do you get it? It's a law. All right? So, you can say nothing happens by chance. Nothing happens by chance. In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2, the Bible says that the bird by flying and the swallows by wandering. Okay, the bird by wandering, the swallows by flying. A bird by wandering, and then the swallow by flying. So a curse causeless shall not come. Hallelujah. So a curse without a cause will not come. That means that with a cause it will come. Are you there? With a cause. Huh? So I was saying that nothing will come to exist if there is no cause. Nothing will come into existence if there is no cause. So it's the same thing with a curse. You know that the reason why people are poor, do you know that there are reasons for intractable poverty in the lives of people? There's a scientific study in the chapter 4 of He That Hath. It says causes of intractable poverty. This is a study done by somebody who don't, he's not a Christian. He's done a study and he's come up with causes. That is what caused poverty. So there are things that you do and it will just result in poverty. For instance, when Lee Kuan Yew came to Ghana, he told the people when he left that the Ghana will not do well. And true to his word. Yes, because the things that we're doing, there are things that when you initiate, the end can be predicted. Do you understand? If a snake bites you now, we should predict that if nothing is done, a cobra has bitten you. I mean, something bad will happen to you. We cannot just stand there and then say, oh, you'll be fine. Do you understand it? Because a cobra has bitten you, you will die if nothing is done. So that is the effect of receiving a cobra's bite. Hallelujah. So when he came and he saw certain things, he said, no, Ghana has no future. And it's the truth. Meanwhile, Ghana was independent in and around the same time. They also were independent. So they were hoping that, oh, we are all independent and then we can all develop and then advance. But he saw that, no, this is a place that will not do well. And true to his words, compared to Singapore, it's one of the richest countries, but we are not. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this scripture is saying that a curse causeless, that means that there's a cause that brings a curse into effect. Okay, there's something that brings a curse into effect, and it is real. All right, so if you look at a court situation, you know, recently I heard that somebody has been jailed 15 years. I didn't even know, but I heard that something had happened because it was a case in Ghana. And one's mind was on it, but I didn't really follow. Then suddenly I heard that there was a judgment that had been pronounced. But you see, when you go to a court room, recently I was going to one of our churches at Shama, where we turn into the road that takes you to the church. There's a court there. I said, this room, you see, as you see it, like, it's not so nice. It doesn't have tiles. What it can do to you can change your whole life. You go in from your house and you come out, you not go back home. That's why I when I saw the building, I said, this building, it doesn't matter the kind of chairs that are there. It doesn't matter the kind of tables and chairs and sophisticated things that are there, can change your whole life. Very important. Why? Because there's somebody who is in the room and will speak a certain word. By the time the word has spoken, I tell you, you cannot exist as a normal person in Ghana. Your life changes because there's something that happens. And that is, I'm going to try to get us to understand it. He says that, so when the judge speaks, okay, what happens is that there are people who are going to cause what he has spoken to come to pass. Okay, the judge says that, please take him, he has to go in for 2 weeks. As he has said it, you will go in for 2 weeks. At that very moment, there's nothing you can do. Hey, even if it will be changed, you have to go in and come out. You can't go back home. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Some way, somehow, you cannot go back home. So, what happens is that there is a lot of authority behind those words that are spoken. So immediately he says, that 2 weeks for you, or all your finances are confiscated. They place an embargo on all your accounts immediately. Immediately. You don't have money again. You can even feel you have money, but you actually don't have money. You know, there's a way you can have a feeling that you feel good, but you're actually not good. Because something will happen to you. Something will happen to you. So there is something that will cause it to come to pass. That is how a curse plays out. You see, I've been talking to you about a curse. And one of the things you should know about a curse is the unmistakable picture it creates. There's a picture. You know, you don't need to understand so many things, but there's a picture. You know, there are people you say, hey, Akwayo, it's all your breath for power. You know, it's a picture. It's a picture that makes you see that Akwayo is your breath for. That's what I'm saying. That you see somebody has your breath for, so like, Charlie, this one, they are lost man, always tired. Hey! It's like when you see him, like you see someone who is sweating. How many of you have pictures of people like that? Charlie, this one, a lost man. Every day he's sweating. You cannot imagine him sitting in a car. Like when you imagine, you hear a knock on your door and they say, that's the person, and you're saying, ah, Charlie, this guy. Charlie, he's coming to collect money. He's a poor person. A picture. It's a picture. So, that picture is what I'm talking about. The picture of demotion. The picture of frustration, that you are frustrated all the time. Nothing seemed to be working. Everything seemed to be a frustration. The picture of horror. The picture of ridicule. The picture of mockery. It is like certain nations that have qualified for a World Cup, and then in the initial stages, they pair them up with Brazil, and then Portugal, Argentina. It's like, you know, you start laughing at that. So, these ones, they have become Anguanam for them. Anguanam. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Ah, it's like, Charlie. Group stages, you are meeting Argentina. You are meeting Portugal. You are meeting Brazil. You are finished. But, like, we would think of you as finished before the match starts. What you ask? What are these people doing here? Senior boys have come to play. You two, you have arrived. Senior boys have come to play. It's a picture. Do you understand it? A negative picture. So the Bible is saying that a curse without a cause. Now, the curse has a cause, because there are agents that are going to make sure that the curse is implemented in your life. That is why you have to avoid it. They are invisible agents. They will make sure they come to pass. You'll be surprised that the thing is playing out. Oh, you'll be watching it play out, and it is affecting you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why this scripture is important. A curse causeless. So you turn it around and it is like, a curse with a cause, there it will come. Turn this around and say that, a curse with a cause, it shall come. Tell somebody, a curse with a cause will come. Yes, it will definitely come. Yes. Because words have been spoken. Somebody speaks a word and that's it. I've finished. Charlie, are you understanding what I'm saying? Somebody speaks a word. And a curse is a brief statement. Curse is this person. So a curse will be, you shall not do well. Just one sentence. Somebody of authority says, you shall not do well. May you never hear such words. Amen. Or you are being told by person of authority, you will amount to nothing. Hey. Are these the words that are going to guide you all your life? Ask your neighbor, what are the words that are guiding you all your life? What are the kind of words that are guiding you? That are guiding the events of things, how things are playing out. Do you know that I read a book, business book. They said that one of the causes of a business flourishing is favorable circumstances. Yes, it is not a spiritual book, it is a secular book. Because they were dealing with why, it is why businesses, I've forgotten the book, the title, it's a book, How the Mighty Fall. How the Mighty Fall. It says that they forget that there are favorable circumstances. So when you are trying to do things at a certain time, you see that you were good, then you calm down because you're trying to do the same thing maybe. Then it says that some of the owners or the CEOs, because of their pride, they forget to see that there were favorable circumstances at the time they started that made them do well. Say favorable circumstances. So what it means is that when a curse is invoked on you, then suddenly unfavorable circumstances begin to play out in your life. Unfavorable circumstances. You see, everybody, a lot of people have been talking about loans. Loans. Oh, I did take a loan. When you took a loan, COVID came. COVID came. COVID came. And you are hot. You are hot. COVID came. You wanted to ship yam. They said when you export yam. When COVID came, no, they said no ship is moving. Hey! You have gone for a loan to buy yam. And the yam will also not stay for a long time. Hey! What are you going to do with the yam that you are going to take a loan to buy so you can ship and make profit? What will you do? Tell somebody unfavorable circumstances. Like some agents are playing out to make sure that you go to prison. How many of you have been in a similar situation like that before? Like something happened when you get, hey, something is happening. Oh, watch out. Unfavorable circumstances. Charlie. When you put it, everybody has been enjoying this thing. It was your turn to enjoy. When you put your money into it, no, the thing was locked. Hey! You didn't even enjoy it 1 month. 1 month, crap, why enjoy it? Others have enjoyed it for years. Hey! That's the question you'll be asking. So why? Why only you? That's when people ask the question, why me? Why me? Why me? Unfavorable circumstances. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes, because sometimes there's something playing out. A curse is working. Working to ensure that, Charlie, you are ridiculed. Listen, many people don't like this, but it is a real message. And it is true. It is true. You don't like it, be there. How can it be? A brief statement that is called servant of servant shall thou be. Whether you like it or not, we can explain, oh, Africa, our problem is because of lack of leadership. We can explain all of that. It is in the one statement, a servant of servant shall thou be. Because you see, when you look at it, a servant cannot rule. That's why you are to serve. You see, there's a statement I heard from somebody. He says that there are very few good leaders and a lot of people are followers. So there are lots of people who will serve and there are lots of few people who will lead. And they are going to be. If you look at the Western world, there are a lot of people who are poor in the African countries. Small nations, some of them, they are very rich. And because they know how to lead. Are you understanding it? Uh-huh. I tell you. Charlie. May every curse in your life be reversed.
Amen.
Causes of curses. Let me go quickly. Causes of curses. Number one, the curse of Adam was caused by him listening to his wife's voice instead of God's voice. You don't like it. So you wanted the causes. This is one of the causes. Hello? See, as I'm preaching, somebody will be saying that I am an anti-feminine preacher. equality. I'm preaching what is in the Bible. Genesis chapter 3 verse 17 to 19. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee. What did he say? Because you have hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. He didn't say because you have not, just, he did not just say because you have not hearkened to my voice. No, because you have hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast not listened to my voice, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and also thistles shall it bring forth unto thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return to the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for thus thou art, and then thus thou shalt return. Now listen to this. Is it true? 6,000 years ago. Let's carefully analyze the details of the curse. You see, every curse has specific details. It will operate in the specification. No, you have something called job specification. This one is called curse specification. Specified. Number one, he says that, he starts by saying that curse is the ground for thy sake. Here, we have not cursed the body. God has not cursed the body, the ground. How many of you think as long as you work hard, you are not getting enough? Hard work. Work hard. Hard. You work hard. Many people are working hard. They don't enjoy the fruit of their labor. Yes. Like Africa, we should get a lot of money. Look, people are working. You know, people are working. Look, I know a lot of people who are working from home. They earn $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. They don't go to, they don't even know the office. They got a job online. They are paid online. They are enjoying life. $5,000. Do you understand $5,000? What's your horse? $5,000. Yes, online. That's more than, do you understand? Times 12. Every month. Yes. Thousands online. People are going, coming, going, coming. Charlie, 300 cities a month, 400 cities a month, 500 cities a month. Hey! It's a simple thing, though. Huh? A 1,200 Ghana cities is $100. $100. $100. The ground has been given a specification. For these people, don't produce much for them. These people. So, you're okay. Everything is okay with you, but the ground is not okay for you. Something about the ground. Sometimes we have to break the curse of the ground so that you can get some small fruits. But you have worked all your life. And you are not even... You are still, Charlie, may God... You know what I'm about to say? May God bless you with a house to stay in.
Amen.
But you can work all your life and not have a house. Ghana. Here. The many jobs that are available, they are designed such that you may not have to build. How are you going to build? How are you going to build with what you are receiving? All the different things you must do. How are you going to build? Curse is the ground for your sake. You work hard and get very little. Number two, the curse on Eve. So number one is what? Listening to the voice. So this is listening to another voice. Listening to the voice of your wife. Many people are affected by the voice of their spouses, the woman. You see? Especially unspiritual women. They're not spiritual. You are moved by your emotions. You are moved by just emotions. You are moved by what you feel, the emotional aspect of you, and you are swayed by that. And you see, a woman can you reduce the volume on my microphone a bit? The woman knows how. That's why you have to be a strong person if you are going to follow God. All right, you have to follow God with strength and let your family follow you. Yes. Hello. You don't understand what I'm saying. How many of you are not, those who are married, it's too late. But you have to manage it. Receive strength to manage what you have. You need to. I'm praying for you, really. Because some ladies are strong. You see them, they'll sit down like that. Hey, you don't know how strong they are. They are the movers of things. See them sitting down like Queen Elizabeth. Don't be moved by such faces, oh. Some of you are choosing girls based on coolness. You don't know what you are going for. A lioness. I'm not saying that when you are hard, it's bad. No, I'm talking about using your influence. For instance, Herod. Herod. How many of you know Herod? Herod's wife caused him to chop off the head of John the Baptist. So, Charlie, if you don't do it, you don't love me. Used her influence through the little girl to get to the man to cut off the head of an innocent man. Who caused the head of an innocent man to be chopped off? Who? So do you understand why God said, because you have listened to the woman? Have you seen it? Look at the nearest woman and say, woman's. So the head of John the Baptist was cut off because of a woman's. Seriously. She was coolly sitting in the dress. Smiling. She's a killer. She's a killer sitting down. Meanwhile, she just influenced a little girl, but she was sitting down, winking at the husband. Baby, okay. Go and tell the man that I said the head of John the Baptist and the blood in the tray, put the head on the in a big plate and hey, what kind of desire is this? You are evil. That's a woman. The woman caused a lot of heads today have been chopped off because of a woman. Oh, you see, you don't like my message. A lot of heads have been chopped off because of a woman, because of a wife. Many people have been deleted because of a wife. Who is she? Who is that person? Who is it? Because of a woman's. You've seen that. Disturbing the man. Many people have been deleted. Many good people have been deleted because of a woman's influence. Amen. All right. Don't like it. I'm going to continue. Sally's a man. Say, come on. She'll go. Obenya Ofie. Come in the house. To sit down, smiling faces. They are the ones behind the whole thing. You have to be a strong man to hear the voice of God. Not let the woman's whatever. That's why Jesus didn't marry. So that if he's going onto the cross, no woman will say, are you leaving us the children? What are you doing? What kind of way is this? What kind of mission is this? You are going on a mission. You say, God has sent you to go and die on the cross. What is that? What kind of God is this? And then the whole mission about salvation will be gone. We wouldn't be here. So Jesus decided not to marry. So that there will be no woman's. Many people who are supposed to go on missions because of a woman's, they are sitting here. Many people, they are sitting down. They have made themselves into lay pastors or trying to become lay pastors. But they are supposed to have gone on missions because of a woman's. Go and say in the village, woman's. What am I going to do there? Is there a job there? There's no job. Because of that, sit in the city. But the truth, yes. Is it there? Is there a KFC shop there? You have KFC. There's no KFC. Is there a supermarket? There's no supermarket. There's nothing. There's nothing there. Woman's. My time is up. So because you have listened, if you are a man, follow God's voice. You know, but because of this, many people can also take capricious decisions and make capricious moves, which are not from God. Okay? And then you use that in the name of God. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about following God's voice. Following God's voice into missions, into the work of God, into doing God's will. You and your house serving the Lord. Do you understand it? And letting the whole house follow along. Come along. We serve God. We are going to church. We are doing this. We are going here. This is what we are doing. God says we should do this. We are doing it. And all that. And not allow the woman to change. And that's what brought a curse. It's a curse that brings a curse. Do you understand it? If it was not so, God wouldn't have said, because you have listened to the woman's voice. Because a woman's voice is strong and powerful. Can affect you. Very soft, but very powerful. Tell somebody, very soft, very powerful. One day, I was watching a documentary, and there were a lot of beautiful girls around. And then somebody told the man that, like, there are a lot of these are beautiful girls. And the man said that there seemed to be a lot of evil packaged in these beautiful things. That's what the person said. There seemed to be, like, some way, someone's like, it looks like these beautiful things, there are a lot of evil packaged in them. It's like, they're beautiful, but there's a lot of evil there. So when you see the Charlie, be careful. Are you there? Because a lot of evil is packaged in there. So don't just be deceived by beauty. So those of you who are not married, as I was saying, you must be firm to lead as God says you should move. Do you understand it? Yes. Those who are married, Charlie, I pray for grace, because it's like you are coming from behind. So you need grace to catch up and then lead. Number two, the curse on Eve came about because she influenced her husband wrongly. You see? So that is the second one. What happened to Eve? Now, the curse that comes to a woman is now the fact that Eve influenced her husband wrongly. So she didn't just do whatever, but she made the man, she caused the whole of the human race through Adam to sin because of the influence that comes through a woman. So there's a curse that comes when you influence wrongly. So if you are a woman, you must influence your husband, you know, in a good way and in the right way. Do you understand it? Influence is powerful. Influence. Very powerful. So watch out if you have the influence. There are some ladies, they know they have an influence. They have a kind of influence on a man. And they use it wrongly. You use it. Many of you ladies, that's what you do. You are sitting here. You influence men to take money from them. Wrongly. You excite them to get money from them. I think they are behaving like they don't understand what I'm saying. That's how they are behaving. That's hypocritical. Tell somebody, that is very hypocritical of you. They know how to get money from them. They know how to make their voice to even get money from them. Influencing them wrongly. You're calling the man. You're calling them. Hello? Can I come? All of that. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Wrong influence. And it is a curse. So there's a curse on you for deceiving and influencing somebody wrongly. Do you get it? Be a good influence. Hallelujah. Listen, if you are a wife, be a good influence on your husband. This is the will of God. Let's do it. Don't worry. It is God. We will do it. Tell somebody, if it is from God, we will do it. Because there's a curse. You remember the scripture? A curse costless. Now, this was the curse that came. The multiplication of sorrow is as a result of your wrong influence on the man. Listen to this. The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is it that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. Greatly multiply thy sorrow. Why? Because you have allowed the snake to deceive you, and you deceived the man. Deceive the man. Many people deceive. Deceive, deception, deception. You know, look, do you know why there's a lot of social media nudity? Do you know why? Because the ladies have found out that they can deceive men with that. That's all. That is it. That's all. Sometimes, so I don't really like to go there unless I have to check it. But sometimes I'm amazed that there's so many. I said, is that all that there is? But because they have seen that, that's what gets people to view. Get a lot of men to view when you come and shake your buttocks. No, there's like men are watching. It's like they like watching buttocks that are drumming and beating and going up and down. Like, it's like vibrating and it's like, hey! And they'll be watching. Hey. Like, hey, what's happening? and see, the people. I think I should skip this point. I'll skip this point. I don't like the way. I'll skip this point. Because that must be the only reason. And you see, when we preach, we say 2 views. 10 views, but these ones have 1 million views. 1 million views. 365K. Hey! Yes. It's a bad thing, oh. And it is amazing. Amazing. Watch it and see. What is the reason? Non-entities. People you don't know from non-entities. They are nothing and non-entities, but this. They are influencing in a wrong way. That's the power of influence. Do you get it? Yeah. So if you have that ability, don't use it wrongly. Do you understand it? Use it in the right way. If you influence, because you can. That is why something like psychoanalysis, if you understand what psychoanalysis is, psychoanalysis or hypnosis. It is believed that it's wrong. Because it's like you have a way of influencing somebody, you know, in a way to do things without him knowing to your advantage. So that's why it's wrong, because God doesn't like that. So people learn how to influence. So ladies they've mastered it. They've mastered the kind of makeup to make, the perfumes to use, the dress to wear. You know, they wear the dress and intentionally leave their breast. It's like it has to come halfway. No, why me abasu de wa? Odo pwe kakra. It's intentional. You know, look. It is not that you cannot contain it inside. It is intentional. No, it's intentional. Tell somebody it's intentional. Even so that it's like it's part of the influencing. You know, people are going for meetings, they are dressed in a way because they want to confuse the person that they are going to see. So that by the time the interview is over, the person's mind has not been on the main thing. Hey. Let me continue. Number 3. Because you don't seem to like these things. Curses. The curse, the second curse is what? The curse that came because Eve influenced. Remember the word influence. Remember, look, by the way, I'll tell you something. Ladies, you have influence. It's not, no doubt about that. There is. It is there. You can use it all over the world. Many great people have been brought down by the influence of a woman. Look at the Samson. What did Samson do? Look, Samson was strong. I mean, the lady came and said, look, 1,000 people could not get to him. He didn't have a machine gun. He didn't have a sword. 1,000 people with spears and arrows and whatever. He had nothing. He didn't have any. He saw a jawbone of an ass, a donkey's jaw that is decayed, fossils. That was, he picked it, killed 1,000 people with swords and spears and all kinds of weapons. They realized they can't kill him. A woman came. She arrives and says that, oh, I can get him for you. You. Said, no, I can't get him. With that knife, what kind of army do you do? I don't need anything. I'll get him for you. That's how the influence. she understands the power she has to influence a strong man who couldn't be brought down by 1,000 people. But she was able to manage to kill this man on her laps. Managed to get the man to lie on her lap. So that's all. Finished. Watch out where your head will lie next time. Watch out. You don't know what's going to happen to you. Watch out. That's somebody. Watch out where your head is going to lie next time. Watch out. 1,000 people couldn't kill him. He just managed to, I know what to do. Samson was just lying down here. He was just lying down. That's all. Finish. The man is dead. That's how he was reduced to nothing. The whole of Israel was brought down on the laps of a woman. A great person who carried the gates, even the gates of a house, to carry a gate of a city. And the Bible says he went up. He didn't go down. No, he carried it up. Hey, Master. Nobody, a woman, that's the influence. And you see, a lot of people have tapped into that power. By the way, may you use that influence rightly. Hallelujah. Because there have been great people like Mary. They have influenced the world positively. We've had great people who have been up. Hallelujah. Are you there? Influence. So I want you to understand that you can be. That's why ladies can do great things in the church. Ladies can be the best shepherds. Best. The ladies who are working. Oh, Kai. You can't beat them. The ladies who work well. So when you see a lady who is not working, it's like, we wonder where your skills are. Where are your skills? Your skills are supposed to... Ladies have a womb to give birth. So you can give birth a lot more in the church than the man. But many ladies are dormant, docile, laid back, and are not fruitful. And the devil will make you influence people in the wrong way. Do you understand it? Yeah. So I'm just saying this to say that there is power. You have a certain influence you must tap into. No, don't use it wrongly because it brings a curse. Number what? Three. The curse on the nations came about because they had no compassion for the hungry, the thirsty, the strangers, the naked and the sick, and the prisoners. The Bible says in Matthew 25, verse 41 to 43, then shall he also say unto them on the left, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was anhungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Look at this. This is the curse that comes to the nations and the people and the churches that don't do these things. That's why in our church, the prophet has decided to have, there's an orphanage, there's a hospital that takes care of people who don't have legs, does it for them, tries to do it for them for free. At least they will have, this is the scripture, to have something like that. Caters for beggars. You know, these are the things you didn't know, but one of the things that this ministry does is that there are beggars who take something from the church every month in Accra. Almost all beggars are registered. And they go for something, a stipend, something little to spend. And there's a service every month. They go and they give them a pack of food. And then their daily whatever, they preach them a pack of food every month. A beggar that you see, they are there. The hospital and all that. So this is it. When you don't have compassion for such people. Because they must be careful. There are people who must be careful. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes. The Bible says that ye curse. What is he saying? Ye curse. I wonder that person is cursed for not taking care of these people. That's why there are times that we go to the prisons, we give them food. Do you understand it? We help them because they are in a position that is difficult. All right? Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you have food to eat, you are blessed. That's why you are blessed and there's excess. There's a little more. You have a little more than enough. That's why you have to give some. You have to give out and bless others and help others. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. And when you notice that somebody, so one of the things you have to do is that you may not also know how to do it. So when you notice somebody is doing it, help the person to do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Number four, the curse on Israelites was caused by their not following the voice of God. This morning I was talking about this. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. First of all, give us Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And then verse 15. Put the 1, verse 1 and verse 15. You will enjoy it from adding the verse 1. And then add 15 to this. It shall come to pass. This is the blessing. Tell somebody, this is the blessing. The blessing is that it shall come to pass. That means it will happen. If you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I have commanded you today, this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. That's the blessing. Promotion. High. High. Say high.
High.
Tell somebody high up.
High.
High. That's promotion. I will set thee on high. Above. Say above. Oh, I don't know why you are not shouting, because I don't want you to be down. That's why I say shout high above. Hey, look at that. Say hi.
Hi.
I want to be high up there. Nobody, you know, you have not said it, but you don't like it when you are low. You don't say it, but really, it's not a nice feeling. Although you've been saying, me, I don't really, but Charlie, when you realize everybody has gone up and you are low, then there's a negative feeling. You don't like it. How many of you have realized you don't like it? It's not a nice feeling. It's not a nice feeling. No, you are not being humble. It's not being humble here. You are low. Everything you don't have. You are low. Down. Everything. No. The Bible says, I'll set thee on high. That's a blessing. That's why a curse is a demotion. A curse is to be reduced, to be brought down, to be subject to inferiority. Huh? Then, in the verse 1 to 14, it's blessings, 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 blessings. Then we hit 15. What? Tell somebody, what? Look at that. It shall come to pass. Again, it says it shall come to pass. Tell somebody, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. A busy pair. It will envelop you right before your eyes. You will see that it's happening. It shall come to pass. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which, you see, if it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not, if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, if you decide not to, look at what will happen. He says, all these curses, all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. It will not just be on you, to go before you. Ahead of you. You know, in Isaiah 45, the Bible says that I'll go before thee and I'll make all the crooked paths straight. I'll break in pieces the bars of iron. Do you understand that? That's God going before you. That's what will happen. In Isaiah 45, he was telling Cyrus. He says that I'll go before you. I'll make all the crooked paths straight. I'll crash, I'll break into pieces all the bars of iron. All the gates of brass, they will all be brought into pieces. Crass. But this one there, it's a curse that will go before you. Sicknesses will go before you. It's a gate of brass, a cut in sand and the bars of iron. But when you look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, it says that he will go before, and then let's start to listen to the verse 16, then you see what will happen. That he starts to pour like water. 50-something scriptures. 50-something, as against 40. 52 or 53 chapters, verses of negative, ridicule, painful experiences. Painful. And poured on your life. Negative. Even there's fever in there. Fever. Can you give us a scripture? Verse 16. Then it starts to pour. Curse shall thou be in the city. You go to New York City, you are cursed in New York. New York. New York curses also there. Since the blessings are mega, the curses will also be mega. Tell somebody, New York curses.
New York curses.
You'll be in New York, but you are cursed in New York. You'll be in the city, you are cursed in the city. Yes. You'll be in the city, you are cursed in the city. In the city, you are cursed. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. No, people think they have escaped by, you know. I asked of a lady recently, who was into deceiving men, even deceived a man to America. So many years ago, I asked last week, where is she? She's still not married. In America. You'll be there alone. You'll be there alone. You'll be there alone. That's what you want. Deceiving guy, always dribbling men, moving like this. I asked, so she's still there. Because she got there through a man. And when she got there, she just ditched and dumped the man. And she's still not married. You think you are free. You think you are free. You realize that you have milk to drink. You have sausages to eat. You have bread. You have, but you realize that it is not enough. It is not enough. Something is not right. Your life is not the way it's supposed to be. The voice of God. Tell somebody the voice of God. Many people don't listen to the voice of God. From today, listen to the voice of God. Hear him. Obey him. Hallelujah. Amen. The next one. is the voice, the curse of Noah that is caused by his son dishonoring him. Don't dishonor your parents. Don't dishonor your biological parents. Your biological parents, number one. Don't dishonor your biological parents. The Bible says that, and Noah woke from his wine, and he knew what his younger son had done, and he said unto him, he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall thou be unto his brethren. Period. It has affected the whole of the world today. There are some people who are servants of servants. There are some people who are. And when we trace the root of these people, they come to this man. Hey, are you understanding what I'm saying? Servant of servants shall thou be. When you dishonor, there's a particular curse. By the way, one of the things that happens is that a curse has specifications, I told you. It has specific things that will happen. And this one says that the curse that comes to you when you dishonor is that you become a servant of servants. You know, that's what happened to Ham. There's a curse that comes when you dishonor. That's why we teach you, don't dishonor parents. Don't dishonor your mother. Don't dishonor your father. Don't dishonor your pastor, your man of... Don't, no matter what. Stay away. Tell somebody, stay away. Yes, don't. Do not! Don't be part of that. There's a group of people who know how to dishonor fathers. They don't give a hoot. They don't really care. You know, there's a generation that doesn't honor fathers. They don't care. Oh, and so what? They'll say, and so what? They don't put any honor on parents, fathers, fathers of movement, fathers of a generation. They don't. The last point, and then we close. The curse of Noah is the fourth one. Is it the fourth one or the fifth one? Fifth. Okay, I'll give you the last one. The last one. The curse on the Israelites was caused by they are not paying tithes. Will a man rob God? You have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. The curse that comes to people who don't pay tithes. You know something? Let me tell you, look at me. You have to accept the fact that, first of all, you have to accept that, Charlie, you are a certain type of person. Like, when I say poverty, lack, and want, it is with us all. That is why we have to come from behind by honoring God with our tithes. Many of you don't honor God. Why am I saying this? You don't honor God. You don't honor God. Your smiling face does not mean you honor God. Your smiling face is not equal to honoring God. And I know you don't honor God because you don't pay tithes. You don't. You don't pay tithes every month. You don't pay. It's simple. It's as simple as that. Everybody here who's sitting here, even if you don't work, I will recommend you get a tithe card. Get one CD and pay because you don't work. Just pay one Ghana CD every month. Because you are a child. You are a young person. You don't work. Yes. You don't honor God. And as a people, I'll recommend that we honor God with our substance and with our tithes. A nation can be cursed for that lack of honor. Listen, it is eroded up till now. And we can be a generation that will further erode this whole thing out of the Bible, and there will be in a church where there's no honor by paying tithes and offerings. And we'll be sitting down and we have a curse on our lives. Like, this morning I was leading people to pray on Daniel chapter 9. Give us Daniel chapter 9 verse 11. Daniel chapter 9 verse 11. Quickly, and we end. Go to verse 10. No, verse 9. 9, 10, 11. Verse 9, 10, 11. Listen to this. 10 says that, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws. To walk in his laws. Which he sets before us by his servants, the prophets. When the prophets, the man of God is talking, you can sit down and say, oh, he's just a man. Don't worry. By his servants, the what? Oh, you didn't see it. I said, by his servants, the what? It's right there. You can say, oh, he's a man. He said this. He's a man of God. And he's speaking to you. Like I'm speaking to you. And I'm teaching you. I'm telling you. God wants you to honor him with your tithes. with your tithes. You are listening, no, but you are not obeying, no. And you are actually looking at the scriptures and listen to what the Bible says. Neither have we obeyed. And we have not obeyed his voice and to walk in his laws, which he has said before us by a servant the prophet. Yea, all Israel have transgressed the law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured like water. Give me water. Somebody has water. Bottle of water, quick. Just give me. Poured. It says poured like that. To be poured. It's like that. It will be poured like out of. It's like a curse is in. It's contained here. Then it will be poured like that. Ah. It's poured. Comes out. May a curse not come out like this upon your life. Is it not there? You'll be there, not something. Instead of receiving anointing, a curse has been poured on you because you don't pay tithes. Wow, you won't pay tithes too. You want a curse to come on top of all that is happening in your family. Hey, brethren, a curse has been poured out, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. Look at that. May there be obedience. And may we not cause all these negative curses to come to pass in our lives. May every curse of disobedience be broken. May the curse that comes because you influence people negatively be broken. In the name of Jesus. May the curse that comes to man because you follow the voice of a woman instead of God be broken in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the curse of not paying tithes. From today, anybody who doesn't pay tithes, you must repent and say, from today, I'll pay my tithes. You must repent here and now and decide that I will never be disobedient. I will be obedient. The curse is being reversed for people who are repenting. For anybody who is going to repent and recant and say, I'm turning around. I'm going to be obedient. To the people who dishonor, many people have dishonored. You have dishonored your parents. You have said things about your parents you shouldn't have said. How can you say that woman? How can you call your mother that woman? How? Tell your neighbor how. How can you say that? How can you call that woman that man? How can you call your mother, your father that man? That man. How? It's a curse. But I've not said anything. You have said something, although you have not said anything. You have said something. A curse is following you. A curse is for that man. That man. The man that gave birth to you. From today, may there be a reversal. Yeah. Many of you have dishonored parents. Many of you dishonored your parents. You have not followed their instructions. You have not listened. Many of you have dishonored men of God. Men of God. You have dishonored men of God. I don't have anything to say about any man of God. Man of God. There are fathers in the land, though. They are real fathers. You can see a father by it. This church has existed because not because somebody sneezed. Somebody has caused this church to exist. You can't see. You see a car. I can see an Outlander Mitsubishi out there. Because there's a man, a person called, I'm sure it's called Mitsubishi. I'm sure there's a name of the person. And then that is it. That is why that car exists. There's something called the one who designs, how do you call it? The inventor, yes. So the product is a sign of a creator. The product tells you that there's a creator. There's somebody who created it. So you don't need anybody to confuse you. The fact that there's this phone, somebody created it. There's a creator. There's a Samsung person who created this. When you see an iPhone, there's a creator, a person called Steve Jobs. There's a name. When you see Lighthouse and UD churches and the Makara said, somebody caused it to exist. He's called Bishop Dagwood Mills. Simple. What's wrong with you? You know, yesterday I was just, I don't know, just in the day I was doing something and my daughter said, you look like Grandpa Victor. Who do you want me to look like? He created me. You look like Grandpa Victor. All this while, he has not seen that I look like my father. She said that, you look like Grandpa Victor. You know, out of the blue, she said, oh, you look like Grandpa Victor. That's my father's name. Who do you want me to look like? He created me. I am a sign of A father has existed. You, as you are here, somebody gave birth to you. Somebody caused you to exist. Whether you honor him or not, somebody caused you to exist. You better rise up and honor, because a curse is following you for dishonoring your parents, arguing with them, speaking against them, insulting them. Some of you have actually beaten your parents before. You've hit them. You see, the air you are saying is covering sins. Stop it, because they are sitting here. They are here. They are here. Rise up. My time is up. Clap your hands for Jesus. Are you there? May the curse be reversed. Every curse. Every curse. Lift up your hands. It's being reversed right now. Be reversed. I feel people are repenting. Lift up your hands and pray in the next 1 minute and repent. Say, Father, I repent. I repent of this problem. Katarabala. I repent. You know what I've said concerns your life right now in the name of Jesus. Pray that, Father, may every curse of disobedience, may every curse of dishonoring, may every curse of not paying my tithe, right now I repent and I turn around in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and begin to pray for your life. For your life and your future. Because the Bible says that, therefore is the curse poured out. Therefore is the curse poured out. May every curse that has been poured on your life be reversed in the name of Jesus. May it be wiped away. May it be wiped away. Lift up your hands right now. Lift your hands and pray. Makata lohada. Lima toda. Bro tata yamasuka. Labrakaba. And reverse that. Lift your voice. Everybody, pray for yourself. Pray for your future. Maka tatabada. Lebada erivesa. Makwakata nibatolebaha. Rajaba. Aba. Therefore is a curse. The curse of deception. They have been deceiving people. Lata badoba. Lata badoba. Oh, bakwata niba loba. Hey, badola basota. Every lifting of hands. Every lifting of hands. Every praying for the reversal of curses. My God, La Batala, Reba Kotaba, Rabatonabata, Reba Tabatabaha, Reba Abakaba, Reba Andalabaha, Reba Apalababa, Okapalaba, Reba Apalababa, the Kabako Tebeli Kabalaba, Reba Baha. Every brain, the deception that has come out of you, it resulted in a curse. Lift up your hands and pray. Father, deliver me. Let there be a reversal. Let the curse be neutralized. Every curse in your life, by the power in the name of Jesus, may it be neutralized right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Okapaha. Rabato Rabaha. Robato Rabaha. Robato Rabaha. Robato Rabaha. Robato Rabaha. Robato Rabaha. A reversal. I see a reversal. The Lord God is neutralizing every curse by the power in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Lift up your hands and pray. 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 For dishonoring, Manabana, the man of God, the servant of God, the prophet God has given us. My God, Jesus, Lima Kopra, Limo Labra, Limo Labra, and Lima Kama, the curse is neutralized. The curse is neutralized right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidu@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus. I'm